AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President J.D. Vance has been speaking optimistically about weekend negotiations with Iranian officials, saying they set a good foundation for a deal to end the war. But Sagar Magani reports President Trump loomed large over the talks.
From Camp David, the president fired off social media comments that offended the Iranians.
They did threaten to walk out, or at least there were social media threats that they would walk out.
But Vice President Vance pushed back against thoughts the president's threats complicated the talks.
No, they didn't throw a wrench in the system.
Adding he told the Iranians their own statements were the issue.
When you guys engage in what us millennials might call trash talk, you can't expect the President of the United States not to respond and not to correct the record.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Britain, Prime Minister Keir Starmer's announced his resignation, forced out by his party after losing voter support. Jill Lawless reports he will remain as caretaker until Labour chooses a new leader.
The leading contender to replace Starmer is the ex-Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham, who last week won a special election for a seat in Parliament with the express purpose of coming to London to challenge Keir Starmer. There's enormous enthusiasm among Labour lawmakers for Burnham because they are desperate for a charismatic leader who can reverse the party's failing fortunes.
On Capitol Hill.
On this vote, the yeas are 85 and the nays are 5.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bipartisan housing bill that aims to bring down home prices and increase supply.
The motion to concur is agreed to.
The vote represents one of the most sweeping efforts in recent decades to reduce federal regulations for housing and expand local control. The legislation bans corporate investors from buying single-family homes. The House is expected to give the bill final approval later this week and send it to President Donald Trump, who has signaled his support. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Julie Walker reports the U.S. Supreme Court has reinstated a murder conviction.
In the 1979 disappearance of six-year-old Eitan Pates, in a 6-3 vote Monday, the justices granted an appeal from New York prosecutors who had urged them to undo a federal appeals court decision that overturned the verdict. The Manhattan DA had been preparing to try Pedro Hernandez for a third time. His first trial ended in a mistrial. Eitan vanished while walking to his downtown Manhattan school bus stop. He was among the first missing children to appear on a milk carton. Hernandez admitted to the crime under police questioning, but his lawyers say he confessed falsely because of a mental illness that sometimes made him hallucinate. Julie Walker, New York.
At the World Cup, two more goals from Lionel Messi set a World Cup record of 18 as defending champion Argentina beat Austria 2-0. The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.